This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's us. Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury and I'm in the studio with...
Audrey Raj.
Arvind Raj.
Today we are talking to you about Instagram, mainly from start to finish. The reason that we started off with an Instagram story, it's something we picked up from the NST about how KL Scenery is the world's fourth most Instagrammed. We are on the overall list at number 39, dropping 10 places from 29 back in 2016. We're asking you guys for suggestions on how we can get back up that list, a little bit further up. And for those of you who are only just tuning in and thinking to yourselves, why the heck do we care about where we are on a list of Instagrammed, most Instagram cities? We're thinking about tourism and how we can bring and help tourism here in Malaysia, in KL, in Penang, where was the other place, Putrajaya, wherever. You know, how can we just help get some tourism dollars back into the country? Any more suggestions?
Yeah, so we've got a couple of Instagram pictures sent to us. This is by Ro, and it really looks like something, I don't know, out of like Hobbiton?
It does indeed.
Right? Little windows surrounded by greenery, but it's actually... from downtown KL in the heart of the city. He hasn't really responded to say exactly where this is, but these are beautiful pictures.
Yes.
We'll try and retweet them onto our tweet thread.
We can do that. Arvind is in charge of Twitter right now. He can do that in just a moment because he's so smart. He's given us ideas about how the city can be divided up into different colours and one thing or another. Arvind, please get to that whilst Audrey is doing some talking.
I will.
Yeah, so we've also got some... some feedback on our plogging story.
I've no doubt we have some feedback.
Yeah, so this is from Norm, who says, plogging is like 70s Germany TV, Telematch, a show I used to watch back then.
Oh, really?
What
did they do on Telematch?
Pick up trash?
I guess it's some weird like competition, like, you know, a weird form of competitiveness or something. It must be. I'll look it up while we, you know, while we do the other story, I guess.
Yeah, there's also another one here by Kesh who says, the organizing committee of the Olympics need to keep the city dirty. Imagine 5 tons of rubbish collected in the Olympic city. Not a good image. It will encourage people to throw rubbish to be part of the Olympic sport.
Reverse effect, adverse effect.
Okay.
With that in mind, keep them coming in, folks. We've got about 10 minutes left yet if you want to contribute to the conversation. 018-789-8899, the number on WhatsApp. Final story of the day. And so we're talking about getting more people in to the place of KL and Malaysia to take more pictures.
Yeah.
However, on the other side of things, and it, you know, in some way related to what that message just said as well. Sorry, I'll put my teeth in. Like to death, you know, Instagram can actually cause problems by bringing in over tourism.
Yeah, so that's when too many people come to a spot after looking at Instagram or social media and stuff. So it becomes a phenomenon called over tourism. So according to research conducted by Miss Travel, which is a luxury travel company for couples, 48% of Instagram users rely on it to choose their next travel destination. And 35% consult the social media to discover the points of interest of the place where they are staying. So they rely so much on social media and Instagram that is like the deciding factor for them of where they want to go. The hashtag travel alone groups more than 308 million posts. And in 2016, there was the Chinese authorities were forced to restrict access to the world's longest glass bridge after only 13 days of its inauguration.
Wow.
Because it was that bad. People crowded on the bridge so much and they were taking so many photos that they had an oversupply of people coming in that they had to shut down the bridge.
Was this in China?
This in China, yeah. Thai Maya Beach had to close to the public for a few months. That happened.
Yeah.
And also the Northern Lights. So they had the Northern Lights are getting more and more difficult to see because of the lights that are coming from countless phones pointing to the sky to catch it. Light pollution. So you go to see the Northern Lights and then you can't see the Northern Lights because your phones are too bright. So that is again over tourism and, you know, too many people going to the same spot. They say that yes, tourism does help drive economies and stuff, but it can also be there can also be too much of a good thing. There is this place in Norway called Trolltunga, which means troll's tongue, and people just go to the edge of the cliff to take pictures as if they're sitting at the edge of the world. You know, those kinds of pictures where they're overlooking like mountains and scenery and stuff. But they say if you zoom out of the frame of any of these pictures, then you see a line of hundreds of people waiting just to go to the cliff and take a picture. So all you get on the cliff is maybe about 2 minutes max, and someone has to be standing at a sweet spot to get your picture on that cliff before they have to wait in line for their next turn. This is how the statistics are for that place before it went on Instagram. So there were about 800 people who visited Trolltunga in 2010, and there were 80,000 people who made the hike in 2016.
Whoa.
After the place became famous. So I think an influencer, someone famous, went there, started hashtagging it. Also, coincidentally, 2010 is when Instagram was launched. Right. So once that place became famous, people started to make the hike. And also, this massive surge of tourism and rescue missions for those unprepared for the 10-hour trek.
I was just looking through some of the statistics on here. Statista, in 2013, smartphones and the photography boom, they say that in 2013, 660 billion photographs were taken using a smartphone. In 2017, just 4 years later, 1.2 trillion photographs, digital photographs were taken in 2017.
Yeah, so there's more photos now than there's, I mean, by miles.
I'm going to guess it's at least triple that.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, way more. And because of that, they filter and funnel people into specific places. Now, they're saying that the algorithm could work in a way, like some people go like, you know, I like going to, let's say, small towns or places that are not as popular. Mm. But because of Instagram's algorithm, you won't see those pictures because it's always pushing up the colorful places or the beaches, the famous spots, the hashtags that are getting more likes and views by more influential people. So even if you post a picture of somewhere that you've been, which is a small unpopular town that you've been to on your travels, it won't get seen by your friends because they will keep seeing other pictures that are hashtagged with, you know, sandy beaches, white beaches, or, you know, big cities or wherever is the more famous place. So even if you're trying to make wherever you've gone more popular, it doesn't work because the algorithm doesn't work that way. And at the end of the day, it just says that more and more of these places are getting shut down. More of these places are getting to be cleaned up more often because people trash the place. Unchecked tourism also makes neighborhoods more expensive for locals because investors buy up apartments to rent to tourists.
All very interesting stuff.
Yeah.
So do we still want KL to be more Instagrammable?
I think it's about balance.
I think it's about balance. And I think it's about once people realize that a heck of a lot of people may well be coming to the city at some point, you know, I mean, they do anyway, but we do want that money, you know, and that sounds really greedy, but it helps.
No, but we do want that money.
It helps develop the city. As long as we can do it in a way that it makes it sustainable, you know, and that we can keep it clean, I think is the big thing. And I think that just doesn't rely on these tourists who are coming in to help keep it clean. It's about us as well, helping to keep this city clean.
Yeah.
We've got to be responsible too, right? We live here. It's our home.
It is
right,
our home.
We've got to wrap up, ladies and gents. Thank you very much for all of your suggestions, your tweets, your WhatsApp messages on how to push KL or Putrajaya or Malaysia up on that list. You know, we'll keep them in mind. We're going to try and tweet one of these photographs that we've got from a little bit earlier on. Very quickly, though, if you missed any part of this show, don't forget you can download the podcast and listen back a little bit later on. The stories, of course, that we started off with is how do we make KL more Instagrammable? Then we had
plugging, the Instagram trend that might be the sustainable sport of the future and could possibly be in the 2028 Olympics.
Not before squash. Yeah.
Wrapping up with.
Then we finished with how Instagram might be causing over-tourism in some places.
Don't go anywhere, though. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, of course, Breakfast Grill replay. With the recent renegotiation of the East Coast Rail Link and the possible revival of the high-speed rail between Singapore and KL, the talk of rail has been gaining traction here in Malaysia. To help us understand how the rail industry operates and the benefits it brings, the Breakfast Grill spoke with Milko Papazov, the ASEAN representative of the International Union of Railways, more commonly known as UIC. All up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury on behalf of Audrey Raj and Arvind Yuvaraj. This has been Enterprise Biz Bytes. We'll be back same time, same place on Monday. Have yourselves a lovely weekend. You're listening to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.